email todaysor@rte.ie.
The public outcry over the cancellation of the Garth Brooks concerts at Croke Park last month resulted in more than 1,000 emails being sent to the Taoiseach, a delay in the announcement of the cabinet reshuffle, and also a gathering of an Oireachtas committee. Now, to look at some other events over the years that have resulted in public outrage, I'm joined by Michael O'Regan, parliamentary correspondent with the Irish Times, and also Catherine Halloran, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Star. Thank you both for coming in. I think one that people will remember most vividly was the row that followed the decision by the government of Fianna Fáil in 2008 to reduce the number of medical cards available to the over 70s. And Michael, before you take us back on that, let's hear some of what happened when the junior health minister of the day, John Maloney, went to address some thousand or so senior citizens gathered at St Andrew's Church, just down the road from the Dáil at Westland Row. So, Michael, I think we have a difficulty with that clip, but just recall it for us.
This was meant to be what the government thought would be a routine cutback. It was introduced initially in the good old Celtic Tiger, there's medical cards for all over 70s. Then, when you start to withdraw something like that, obviously it's created a controversy, but the government hadn't anticipated the scale of the controversy.
Yes, let's just get that clip right now.
Ashamed yourself to come up here and speak to us people. How dare you?
Good morning. Good morning. Could I be allowed to be serious? Well, if people want me to withdraw, I'll certainly withdraw gracefully. But I want to make the point that I was invited to come here this morning. And if people wish that I leave the platform, I do so.
Imagine, Michael, if he hadn't been speaking in the House of God, what might have been happening?
I think the man might have been might have left in a severely injured state, certainly emotionally. I think God intervened and saved him, but he handled it very well, actually. He handled it with great dignity and restraint, even. He was a very good junior minister, John Maloney, but he wasn't in the department that long. But this was the so-called grey vote, what the politicians called the grey vote, and my God, did they express themselves, and they expressed themselves with great conviction and great clarity, and the government listened.
The idea was to test the medical card for over 70s.
That's it, yes.
And it was suggested, I think, that a weekly income of 650 for single people, double that for married people, they wouldn't be automatically entitled to it. Catherine, that searing experience at the hands of the Grey voters for that government, it didn't deter the current government from meddling, maybe with a much more sensitive group of cardholders much more recently.
That's very true. When they started withdrawing discretionary medical cards, I mean, you think that they would have learned the lesson, the severe kicking that Fianna Fáil got as a result of their attempt to withdraw the medical card from the over 70s. I mean, no lobby group is as powerful in Ireland as the Grey Vote, as they're termed, even though I don't mean to insult them by saying that, but they are the most powerful lobby group out there. They put young people to shame in that they will go out and they will have their voice heard. And it's not just the elderly people, it's those who are involved in special needs. There's been numerous instances over the last 3 to 4 years whereby allowances have been cut, respite grants have been cut, and you will see people with special needs protesting outside Leinster House. Whereas, you know, when was the last time you saw a group of, you know, young people motivated enough to go out and protest? So the discretionary medical cards, I suppose, that came at a time when we were coming into the local and European elections, and it wasn't a very good thing. But Enda Kenny said just prior to the local and European elections that this medical card issue would be looked at, but after the election, because he didn't want it to be seen as a political stroke coming up to the elections. But even to say that was a bit of a political stroke. I have seen and I have encountered politicians who've taken it, you know, as their own personal crusade. They are literally taking on each case at a time, and I have heard of people who are getting their medical cards back now as a result.
That's reassuring. To go back much, much earlier, Michael, tax on children's shoes in the budget of 1982.
That's
will
right.
we ever forget it?
Will we ever forget it, indeed? John Bruton was Minister for Finance. It was the Fine Gael Labour government led by Gareth Fitzgerald. Relying on the votes of a number of independents, including the late Jim Kimmy, then an independent socialist TD in Limerick, and the late Sean Dublin Bay Loftus. Now, the Dublin Bay, he changed his name by deed poll because he campaigned for the preservation of Dublin Bay. So it looked like an innocuous enough measure. Jim Kimmy, extremely unhappy with it. indicated he would not be supporting the government. Gallifreyshurld walks across the Dáil chamber, sits down, kneels down next to him. Now, that was he was only kneeling because he had to physically get down to talk to him because Jim was sitting there. Jim was not for turning, the government fell. And later, of course, Garrett said that, look, it was a legitimate measure because women with small feet could conceivably be able to buy children's shoes. And you couldn't have that kind of exploitation of children's shoes by well-heeled women. The latter part is my interpretation of what he was saying, Sean.
Catherine, you're too young to remember that, or at least you had smaller feet then.
Yeah, I was one of those children who John Bruton wanted to tax my shoes. But that actually came back again. It was revisited in, I think it was 2009. According to briefing notes that were given to Brian Lenehan at the time, civil servants said, look, there's a possibility here. In order to raise €1 billion in the budget, why don't we raise the VAT on the likes of like zero-rated goods? And children's shoes was amongst them, but I think he learned he saw the lesson that was meted out onto John Bruton, and he gave that idea the boot fairly lively.
Michael, I think perhaps one of the most traumatic events in recent history was the murder of the journalist Ronicky Gearan in 1996 on the 26th of June, and again that led to a demand for action.
Yeah, actually in the lead up to that, Nora Owen was the then Minister for Justice, Fine Gael Minister for Justice in the Fine Gael Labour government, and she was under a certain amount of pressure, and I think perhaps not getting a great deal of support from her colleagues at the time in the cabinet about dealing with this whole crime issue in terms of gangs and all that kind of thing. And then of course that absolutely shocking day when Veronica Gearan is murdered on the Naistuel carriageway, and that sent shockwaves around the country. Obviously the media was personally involved in that, she was a journalist, and it brought home to the government the seriousness of these criminals out there, and the fact that a group of them thought they could take out a young mother, a journalist, in daylight, in the Naistuel carriageway. And of course it did prompted some action then, move against them, cab and all that kind of thing.
Cab was, I suppose, one of the outstanding developments in policing in this country in recent decades, Catherine.
Absolutely, and that came out as a result of the murder of Veronica Gearan and the public outrage that followed that. And there was also an expansion of prison places. The bail amendment referendum was held after that, Operation Docus, which targeted street drug dealing. And you often find that when, not necessarily even a high-profile person, but just an ordinary individual is murdered in the course of their job, be it a guard, be it a journalist, or I'm even thinking of Shane Gagan down in Limerick, that any time that their lives are taken, that there is a public outrage because these are innocent people going about their lives. I suppose you wouldn't have the same outrage if it was a career criminal that was killed. But any time we've had the killing of Gardaí, like from the likes of Richard Fallon up into Adrian Donoghue most recently, there's always a public outrage as a result of that.
And also, I suppose more recently than the death in Galway Regional or in the University College Hospital of Savita Halappanavar, Michael, is probably the most recent example prior to the Garth Brooks thing, which is a far more superficial thing in one sense, but important to people in its own different way, where there was a huge public reaction.
Oh yeah, and of course, yet again, it revisited the abortion referendum of 1983, and of course, the current controversy revisiting that abortion referendum as well. And there was a huge public outcry. This woman have to die. Huge public anger about it. But you look at the situation at the moment and the latest issue surrounding this unfortunate woman whose privacy has been intruded on, of course, inevitably. But you wonder that 1983 referendum, and you remember, Sean, that the both sides it was very controversial. Just how did we get such an issue so wrong over decades?
And another one, a more localised one, Roscommon A&D, Catherine.
Yes, a number of regional hospitals, local hospitals around the country had their services downgraded over the last 10 to 15 years. Roscommon Hospital lost its A&E department, and that resulted in Fine Gael TD Dennis Nocton leaving the Fine Gael party and becoming an independent. It sparked the formation of the Roscommon Hospital Action Committee, which is a fairly heavy organisation, and they carry some clout. A number of Fine Gael councillors in the area quit over the controversy. And then in other areas like in Monaghan and in Cavan, hospital action groups have spawned election candidates and successful election candidates at that. I'm just thinking of Podge Connolly being one of them.
I think we actually have a clip about that Roscommon Hospital controversy.
The protest outside started quite jovial. The Castlereagh Brass Band entertained the crowd as the TDs debated the future of the Roscommon Hospital inside. But when local TD Fine Gael's Frank Feehan emerged, he got an angry reaction and was forced to take refuge in a nearby hotel.
Bring him out! Bring
After a few minutes, he emerged, telling the waiting media he had a tough decision to make.
It's been a very, very difficult 9 days. Welcome to government.
After going back into the Dáil, his party colleague Dennis Nocton emerged to a more friendlier reception. He said he was awaiting clarification from the minister, but was finding it hard to vote with the government.
I'm hoping that I will get clarification from the minister before 8:30 this evening. But as I say, the talks are ongoing, and unless I get the clarifications, it would be very difficult for me to support the government at 8:30 this evening.
I suppose, Michael, we won't really see the end of that one until the next election.
We won't. And actually, by the way, there's a by-election, Sean, coming up there, and it's already creating problems for Labour, because the Labour's obviously...
Of course, because of Ming getting elected to the European Parliament.
Precisely, yeah. That's the vacancy. Senator John Kelly is the obvious Labour candidate. Now, he told me in a piece I wrote for the Irish Times quite recently that unless he gets some guarantees relating to the hospital, he may not run for the party. That will have to be sorted out next month.
And then to go back a bit further, and again to a non-political one that convulsed the country, and there were public outcries and the Roy Keane Saipan episode, Catherine.
You're either on Team Roy or you're on Team Mick McCarthy on that one. I think I was on Team Roy. Of course, when he decided to pull out of the Ireland squad over in Saipan, it caused absolute ructions, and the country was literally torn in two.
The last series,
it gave us front page stories for weeks on end.
I won't call it a row with my mother, but we were on opposite sides of it, and she was from Cork. I won't say any more.
But look at Roy now. Roy has come back as Ireland's assistant manager, and I mean, he's huge popular in Ireland, so I don't think it did him any harm.
Right, and we leave it there. We'll draw a line under all of those controversies. Perhaps we can revisit this subject at a future date. Catherine Halloran, Michael O'Regan, thank you both for being with us now.